Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 229. Does the world know what Christ accomplished? The towering and wondrous cross of Christ is the great truth around which all truths mankind can know are clustered. It validates the prophecies of Daniel, which in turn validates the prophecies of Revelation. All that makes any sense in world history finds its focal point in that cross. Its truth is proclaimed in every seed which is cast into the earth and grows. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. This he said, signifying by what death he would die. By a sacrifice in which he poured out his soul unto death, Jesus has won the hearts of honest people everywhere. He has ascended his throne not by military conquest but by the power of love agape. He did the unthinkable, he died the second death, which every man has earned for himself. But does the world know what he accomplished? 2 millennia after he demonstrated his love in his life and death, does mankind know and understand? Since God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, shouldn't people everywhere know the reality of that truth? Take for example the Muslim world of 1 billion souls. The faith of Jesus has been distorted and misrepresented to them. The history of the Crusades still rankles in their hearts, and the Crusades were a distortion of that genuine love of Christ. The Hindu world sees the cross of Christ as just another icon to be reverenced and knelt before. And more than 1 billion professing Christians have yet to survey that wondrous cross and pour contempt on all their pride, discerning its width and length and depth and height, an agape that remotivates selfish, world-loving human hearts as nothing else can. They all must have a chance. The human souls distressed by our innate selfishness, longing for deliverance, for freedom to escape the tyranny of self-love and the allurements that plague this world, cannot despair when they behold the Lamb of God enduring the curse of God so that we might live. Pour contempt on our pride, yes. But let's not pour contempt on that cross and its divine sufferer. That would be a sin with the dimensions of eternity, unpardonable.